Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Is this a good time right now, Alice, to talk a little bit about why we have decided this year with NICE to choose books that may have some parts that are problematic by modern terms?
Yes, I think that is the next on our agenda of discussion.
Yes,
I think, I think we definitely need to address those issues for sure, because unbeknownst to us, or beknownst to us maybe a little bit, we've really picked some doozies. We've picked some doozies. Oh boy. Okay. Yeah.
So our four books, just to remind the audience, in case you didn't tune in last time, are Little Women, Gone with the Wind, Dracula, and Jane Eyre.
Yes. And just to recap a little, our NICE project stands for Noblesville Interdisciplinary Creativity Expo, and it's a project we do every year. This is our sixth year. It's always based upon classic literature, and again, Sarah E. and I get together and we pick four books, and that's out of a short list of God knows how many we come up with at first, but we whittle it down to four books, and then we take multiple passages from each book and discuss those and whittle our passages down to one passage from each book. And we usually try to pick a standalone passage that you don't have
to
read.
You may want to repeat that sentence. I was coughing all over.
That's okay. I saw you choked. Yeah. Let's take a pause here. I was just recapping how we choose our books and passages. But with the passages, we usually start out with as many as 10 passages per book. So we might be looking at 40 passages, and we whittle it down to four standalone passages, from one from each book. And because we are always working with classic literature, it is pretty much unavoidable that we're going to run into issues of, in the texts, of intolerance, prejudice, discrimination, and racism. You know, we're talking about books that were written a long time ago, or not so long time ago, but are set in a time period. The story is set in a time period a long time ago. So we always have this idea with our project that part of what we do for our project is we want to breathe new life into these classics, these works of classic literature, by encouraging critical thinking, discussing the works selected, and thoroughly in all kinds of ways look at the problematic issues from today's point of view, but also in the cultural context of when they were written and or about the time period the story takes place, either or. And then of course another component of our NICE project is that we encourage people to create new artwork, whether it's art, photography, music, writing, poetry, or prose, that is inspired by what we've been talking about with these four books / four passages. So with those goals in mind, we will do our best, as we always have, to discuss any unpleasant and discomforting aspects of our book choices this year with that understanding of cultural context, both of the times in which they were written and the periods in which the stories take place. And we will also do our best to have a consciousness of how these books relate in today's world. That's going to be tough with selections like Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. I think Dracula by Bram Stoker, people will probably be surprised at how much there might be some problematic issues in that book. Also Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, we've got some problematic issues in that book, and even in Little Women, you know, by Louisa May Alcott, we've got some things to talk about. So, it's going to be an interesting year with our NICE project. Wouldn't you say?
I'm thinking, Alice, of how we very definitely live in a cancel culture, and the temptation is anytime that we see anything that is problematic to say, we are done with it as a society.
That's
write
true.
It off. And I think that we have chosen very deliberately not to cancel it, but instead to dive more deeply into it and say, okay, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. What are the parts that are problematic that we need to be aware of in shaping our own lives?
Yes.
So we don't always pick books that we agree with. Sometimes we don't even pick books that we love. Like maybe you love it, but I don't.
Right. No, that's very true. That's very true. Yeah.
But, I mean, how can we as a society learn if we don't confront what's in our own history, what has formed our own pop culture with some of mm-hmm. these books? How can we learn, acknowledge, progress if we don't do that hard work of delving into the whys of it?
Right. And I want that's a perfect thing to say right now. And I want to say that if to our audience out there who's listening to the podcast, if you haven't listened to our prior podcast episodes about where Sarah E. and I discussed we had a short list of 8 books that we narrowed down to the 4. And then we discussed all the passages from those 4 to get our 4 passages. If you haven't listened to those podcast discussions, I strongly encourage you to, because you will see from the very beginning that there were certain books on our short list that either one of us might not have been so pro or con about, but we discussed the meat on the bone in them, if you will, that we could work with for the project's sake. And two perfect examples are Gone with the Wind and Jane Eyre. I wasn't all that sold on Jane Eyre, but there are elements in Jane Eyre that I personally feel very strongly about that weren't really issues or elements that you felt that strongly about or even saw the characters in the same way that I did. And the same is true with Gone with the Wind. I love that book. I don't love, some of the language and dialect and racism. I mean, I don't love the bad stuff about it, but I love the book as a novel. And you didn't want to deal with the book at all. You didn't really like it at all. So we had quite a lot of conversations getting to the point where realizing that there was so much that we could talk about in terms of the things that matter to us both about this project, this annual project that we do, that those two books in particular fit really well with. Some of those conversations were not easy or, they were a little challenging and some of them got kind of personal, so we're willing to put ourselves out there and do that work. And I feel like we've got a really good groundwork there in our discussions of book selection and passages selections. Would you agree? Do you think we've done a little bit of good groundwork?
Yeah, I think so too. And from the moment you proposed Gone with the Wind, I remember kind of smiling and saying, I will agree to that one because I hate it and it will be good discussion.
And in the context, this is trying to be as honest as possible. In the context of the stuff that's happened in the news recently and everything, I'm sure that you and I both in private moments thought maybe we should cancel Gone with the Wind as one of our books. Maybe that's not a good book to talk about this year. And I don't think we said that to each other out loud, but I'm pretty sure it probably crossed our minds. I know it crossed mine. And then I was like, that would kind of defeat the purpose of actually talking about the book, talking about that what you said, the what is the value of reading books that have problematic content, or issues or elements in them. And so I feel like it's a good choice,
Right. My reaction actually was the opposite. It was, I'm glad we have chosen this book.
Good.
Because I feel like it is almost, I think duty is too strong a word, but an opportunity mm-hmm. for us to address some of the problems in our own society through this lens.
Yes, and I agree with that. And I'm going to say duty and obligation are hard words, and those could tend to be a little bit, sound a little bit presumptuous. But I would say that in my mind, I did have the thought that because I as a almost 57-year-old white woman who has loved Gone with the Wind as a book since I was a very small child, the phrase, I have a duty to discuss that perspective, my perspective, of what I love about the book, which mostly has to do with, like, the characters and the story, the fictional story of those characters' lives is what I love. And I love the way, I love some of the just incredible research and everything that went into Margaret Mitchell's writing of the book. But, you know, that phrase obligation to discuss, you know, did come into my mind, and I'm like, maybe it's opportunity is a better word, you know, so again, language, you know, so I'm always learning. I'm trying to learn the better languages and word choices to use, but I agree, I'm glad we're sticking with it. I think it's going to be a bumpy road, but, you know, we will do it. We can do it. We've tackled difficult issues in the past. I mean, one of the most fun and wonderful things we ever did in a previous NICE was when we did Langston Hughes' poem. And, I mean, here we are, two white women, talking about a Langston Hughes poem, you know. And we worked very hard, and I feel like we were successful in not crossing that line into appropriation, but truly honoring and respecting his work and what it meant to us personally and what it could offer to the project that year. I think we did a good job with that. So
yeah, I definitely think that one of our delights is always having a book which is from somebody who's completely outside of our own experience.
Yeah, because we learn, and we can hopefully, it's an opportunity to through the arts, help others and engage others in those kind of conversations and perspectives of others, and I'm doing air quotes, others, you know, because we have to acknowledge that in our culture, the things that I described earlier as, you know, phenotypic expressions that are visible, you know, like skin color and stuff like that, we may, you know, in the perfect world, sure, those are just like blood type. They shouldn't matter, but they're still visible in our world and in our culture. To some people, they still matter. They are an otherness. And so I say other with air quotes because it don't, you know, I'm trying to talk about those kinds of things without causing more separation. You don't want to, you know, I don't want to say things that's like a separation. I don't want the separation there, but I have to acknowledge that some people see the separation. You know, does that make sense?
I think so.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so how do we view classic literature today when we know it was written at a different time, or the story is set in a different time? How do we do that? How do we view those choices, those books, and what is the value of looking at them? I think we both agree the value is advancing today's conversations forward. But I also feel like, you know, to take a step back from that seriousness for a minute and say in a more lighthearted way, it's also valuable to look at things like structure, you know, how were books written back in the 1800s or something like that, because modern storytelling has changed, and we talked about that a little bit privately before about when we did our podcast on selecting the books, and we talked about the issue of dialect. You know, I think there's dialect in every single one of these books that we've chosen. Now, the most obvious is Gone with the Wind, but there's dialect in Little Women, there's dialect in Dracula, there's dialect in Jane Eyre. And while, you know, in today's world, literature, writing, maybe dialect isn't upheld among writers as this goal to achieve the way it used to be. But there is a certain period of time in the history of literature when writing in dialect was really something to aspire to. It was like if you could write accurate dialect. You were the best writer. I mean, like Mark Twain, he was the dialect author, right? And celebrated for it. So we're looking at books where dialect is happening. It's not comfortable. It may be horribly racist sounding. And yet, you know, some of our books have those elements in it. So we have to be able to talk about that, I think. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.